Wait, today.
We're getting closer and closer to the fourth, but there's still some action in Washington. As always, we go inside the Beltway with Talk Radio News. Victoria Jones joining us right from the get-go. Victoria, it is getting close to the holiday. I'm wondering, there was all of this bravado and back and forth over the debt ceiling, and even a conversation that, oh, well, maybe everybody needs to stay in place through the holiday. That's not going to happen, right?
Well, now actually it is. And I had this vision of all the rank-and-file senators, you know, wearing swimsuits and lined up carrying buckets and spades with candy, you know, cotton candy and corn dogs at the Senate door waiting to be let out. And then along comes Harry Reid and says, oh, no, not so fast. And that's exactly what he did. He said, no, you're not going home. We're staying right here. We're not leaving. With liberty comes responsibility. And then he gave an uplifting speech, and they all looked at him and said, come on, Harry. This is all about the optics. This is rubbish. And, in fact, one senator who gave a particularly pithy quote was Senator Barbara Mikulski of Maryland. I'm thrilled. This was on Wednesday before she even knew about it. I'm thrilled. I just thought, how awful that I have to go to Maryland, be in parades, go over to the Eastern Shore, have lunch at Old Salty's with my seafood. Oh, my God, who would want to do that? And she's a very feisty woman. And she said, the question is not whether the Senate will be here. Maybe we will or not. Is the Senate actually going to get serious about doing things? To be here while all we do is huff and puff and hope we can blow the deficit away is just posturing. And I think that's the concern of a lot of the rank and file.
Yeah, and that's what I would be concerned about, frankly, if I was in that position. Along the same lines about the debt ceiling talks, Bill Clinton now saying, look, the Democrats need to stand up to Republicans. So he's saying, hold your ground, don't give in, don't compromise. So, you know, when he's kind of like the big dog, when you bring him in as he's thrown in his two cents, do you think the Democrats will heed that?
I think that some of them would like to heed that, but you sort of wonder whether they've got the kind of spine that he wants them to have, actually. I mean, I think Chuck Schumer has, but, and I think that the recently brother dearly recently departed, who's nameless, but, you know, from New York, Queens.
Yeah, of course.
He had that kind of spine, but a lot of them don't seem to have it. But I think that Bill Clinton is actually correct, which is, you know, he says their idea of a compromise is if they get only 80 or 85 or 90% of what we want and the Democrats don't get any of what they want, most Americans don't consider that a compromise. I think that's true. I think most Americans don't consider that a compromise.
Yeah. And on the other side of things, when it comes to fundraising and whatnot, it's interesting that Senator John Cornyn took a slap at the president. And for people who don't understand what that's about, what was it that Cornyn said when he decided to go after Obama?
He said, instead of going to Philadelphia tonight and raising money, why doesn't he call congressional leadership into his office and just do his job? Just do his job. Now, of course, this morning the president was in his office doing his job. Then he got on Air Force One and continued to do his job. And then he went to a couple of fundraisers. Well, it turns out that Senator John Cornyn, Republican of Texas, is slated to headline a Republican fundraiser tonight.
Whoops. It's like pot calling the kettle black or something.
Yeah, well, you see, a lot of people are fundraising tonight because it's the last day of fundraising for the second quarter. So a lot of the Republicans who were criticizing the president today are actually fundraising tonight.
Gotcha. Yeah, got to be careful what you say in Washington. And then finally, just the Senate confirmed General Petraeus to be the next CIA director. That was just bada bing, boom. No, nobody said no.
No, it was 94-0, so I don't know where the other six were. But there's, you know, there's often reasons why people are not there, but it was 94-0. It was unanimous.
Yeah, not surprisingly. Victoria Jones, you have a fabulous 4th of July weekend. As always, we appreciate you jumping on America Tonight with us. All right, and since we were talking about the economy and the debt ceiling and the whole question of lifting it or not lifting it or who's posturing and what are the Republicans going to do, what are the Democrats going to do, an interesting poll came out. CBS News jumped in bed with the New York Times for this poll, excuse me, and some 39% of Americans feel that the economy is in permanent decline. That shot up 10% up from 28% in October of last year. So that means, in a nutshell, it's not news to any of you listening to my voice, the number of people expecting the economy to eventually recover has fallen to 57% today. And, of course, what is that about? It's about people looking in their wallet and realizing they don't have as much money as they thought they had, or they're working two and three jobs. And jobs are fueling the gloomy outlook, to be sure. Running up debts to create jobs isn't what any of us, I think, want to see happen because of this situation that we're currently in. Spending money to create jobs is not working. It hasn't worked in the past. And that's pretty evident. The Federal Reserve is wrapping up a $600 billion bond buyback. They call it quantitative easing, if you've never heard the term. And the idea there is to fuel more economic activity, jobs, get jobs, push jobs out there. That's what they think will happen. However, sometimes this has failed. So have your fingers crossed, but I don't feel confident about that either. And, you know, it comes back to the same thing over and over again. The bank's too big to fail. Get the money. They will not loan it. They will not loan it. Banks in America have over $2 trillion in cash on hand that they're not using for loans. So is there no loan demand out there? Is there no one creating these jobs? There is loan demand, but they don't want to lend the money. That's what it is. They're trying to hold the money back. That's what's killing this economy, killing it. So it's not a surprise that this poll would come up with a number like 39%, thinking the economy is in permanent decline. Because in the real world, for most of us, it does feel like that. It does feel like it's in permanent decline. Okay, one other thing, and we mentioned this just briefly in that conversation with Victoria, the fact that the Senate confirmed Petraeus. You know, he's the 20th CIA director, and you'd have to say, at least in the last 10 years, Petraeus is probably the most famous dude in the field and moving his way up through the ranks. You know, his the resume of where he went to West Point. He was 37 years in the Army. He certainly is credited with turning things around in Iraq. And during his time in that country and Afghanistan, he was known as somebody who was a leader. Now he steps into the spook game. And he's got a lot of tentacles and a lot of reach out there. So I think this probably was a very smart move as somebody to lead up the CIA. Join us on the flip side. A ton of stuff left. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Delaney, America Tonight, coming up on a 4th of July weekend, a lot of people stringing together a bunch of days. Maybe you're listening to me on, you're actually on the road somewhere, headed to some relative's house. I almost couldn't get that out. Home, house, abode, tent, I don't know, wherever you're going. But it'll be an interesting 4th of July, to say the least, especially for those on the Hill, because carrying over that conversation, the debt ceiling and what to do about that after Harry Reid, as Victoria talked about, really decided to step it up. It seems as though there are some people who are not going to be celebrating with family and friends. And that's the way it should be. Because if this, the knowing that this was coming up and having these conversations, going to the White House, spinning off in mini groups, how can they not come up with at least a list of solutions? I think of big companies, and I think of small companies, and I think of successful people. And is it acceptable to not have a takeaway from a meeting? Is it acceptable not to have an answer? I mean, come on. It is one of the dead horses that we keep riding on, and she's almost broken down. Because it could affect Social Security checks and military pay, and it could affect payments to doctors, Medicaid, Medicare. It's more serious for the middle class than I think originally thought. It's so easy to sit in the lazy boy and say, screw it, don't raise the debt ceiling, don't do that. Don't borrow any more money, because I don't think we should borrow any more money either. I think the fact that we're so far in the red is outrageous, absolutely. But not at the expense of harming the people who can ill afford it. And see, this is the thing. We're tethered to this. So why not go after the interest? Why not pay off the interest? Because it would be cheaper and maybe doable versus what they're trying to do now. Unless, seriously, there's massive spending cuts. That's the only other thing. But even then, the number is just too big. The number that's due is just way too big. All right, to be sure, during this hour of America Tonight, I mean, coming up, we're going to talk about the Casey Anthony trial because that is big, big, big. The defense rested, so now you have to go into a couple of other phases, but the jury literally could have this case in their laps by Sunday. So there's another group that's not going to be celebrating 4th of July if that happens, and it looks like it could. It could happen because it's wrapping up and they've got closing arguments, boom, and that's it. Most likely the 4th of July will be spent hammering out what to do with Casey Anthony and whether or not she's guilty of all the charges that she's accused of, most notably capital murder. So there's two groups that won't be home with their families. But I know many of you, as I said, will be. So we will lighten the load, as I'm fond of calling it, here on America Tonight. And I thought about this. 4th of July, okay, you think about, you know, people who fought for our independence way back when and other people who have fought for our freedoms all the way throughout history. Then you think about all the things that are great about living in America. And you know what it boils down to in the end? In the end, it boils down to also what you eat on 4th of July, because it's the hot dogs and the hamburgers and the potato salad and the macaroni salad and all the other things that people eat when they go to picnics. I bet you it is the number one day. I asked somebody this today at, I think it was Home Depot, because they were selling grills like they were giving them away. And I said to somebody, oh, is this like a deep discount or something? Why are all these people getting these grills? And the guy looked at me and said, it's 4th of July. So people who have been dragging their heels and not getting a grill suddenly have run out to get one. So my big question for anyone listening is, what do you like on your burger? Do you like mustard? Do you like tomato? Do you like onion? Do you like lettuce? Or do you have some secret sauce? There is a definite art to making a burger, I've decided. And it could be you put stuff in the middle. Some people like to do that. It could be that you smother it in cheese and other things and onions and whatever, and you cook it that way. But it really, really is all about what you put into it and how you heat that sucker up, how much heat, and what you're doing on the grill with it. So if you've got a good recipe, hands down, for grilling a burger, we want to hear it on America Tonight. You can shoot it to me, too. Go to the website, americatonight.net, click on the email and send it that way, or dial my number, 800-259-5791. So like I said, we know what 4th of July is all about and the parades and the flags and absolutely, but it comes down to the burgers. It comes down to the food in the end. Nothing like it. It is the number one, believe it or not, unofficially, it's the number one picnic / barbecue day. It is. And I'm going to tell you my way of making a burger by the end of the hour. So get your pens ready. I've got a good one. I have a good recipe for a burger, and it can't miss unless you're just completely distracted. And speaking of distractions, I guess it's not going to be a distraction any longer because now it's just a official. Anthony Weiner, after all the jokes and after all the interviews and finally resigning, apparently he and his wife, Huma, are taking a break. At least that's being reported. And, you know, not a surprise because of everything that happened, I think, between between the two of them, really. She was away for most of it, but the horrific headlines and, you know, stuff that just came out of the woodwork that you can't really, you know, how can you lie about that? So who knows what happens, and it's their personal life and, you know, whatever. But she didn't, this was the one time in so many other cases with a politician, you either have a woman that really just flees immediately, or you have a woman who's there right by his side at the microphones, like Elliot Spitzer's wife, like Mark Sanford's wife, the governor of South Carolina, when he was supposedly hiking in the Appalachians, and then he wasn't at one point. She was trotted out, and she was there. But, of course, they didn't make it. So now Wiener's wife and the two of them, anyway, are separating, at least temporarily. And he's going to a rehabilitation center, they say, for at least a couple of weeks. You know, the New York Post has just been smothering all the New York papers because it was such a big story. And that's the thing. When you become the big story and you're in the eye of the hurricane, and, of course, it's shocking stuff, you know, this story had legs for a very long time, for at least a couple of weeks. So his wife comes back. She's pregnant with their baby. She comes back from Africa with Hillary Clinton. Imagine those conversations. What do you think Hillary Clinton's advice was to Huma Wiener, who was her intern and had been with that administration basically for 10 years and now was working with her at State? I can't imagine that they wouldn't have had some kind of a conversation about it. All over sexting. And since she's probably under this incredible microscope, that's probably part of the reason for the break. And I wonder, and I thought about this the other day, Tiger Woods, when the situation happened with him, which was a little bit different, but because, of course, he's a golfer and not a politician, and he's a public figure in a different way, but it was just so out of control and crazy, and the carousel went round and round with Woods. But some of the women that came out and told all the stories about Woods, what their encounters were like, how many times they were going back and forth with each other, where they hooked up in cities, a lot of those women actually made a few bucks off of the scandal. I wonder if any of Congressman, ex-Congressman Wiener's women actually turned it into an opportunity. Sadly, that's what happens. You get your 15 minutes of fame, whether it's through scandal or not, and some people will run with that like a bull in Pamplona. That's part of the running with the bulls ceremony. All right, coming up on the flip side, you don't want to miss this, some really interesting details from the Casey Anthony trial as the defense has rested.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomason Law Group now for a free no obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. Well, for the past couple of weeks, we've been lucky to have Chris O'Donnell with us from Orlando. Of course, she's covering the Casey Anthony trial. She's been there since the very beginning from, you know, pretty much day one. And here we are, the defense saying, boom, we're done. Chris, thanks, as always, for giving us the insights into what's happening and what you're hearing and seeing in that courtroom. What were you surprised that all of a sudden they were done? I don't know why. I thought it would maybe go another week or two, but then, poof, we're done.
No, Kate, the only reason I wasn't surprised is because the judge has been asking for a timeline on a pretty regular basis. So at the beginning of the week, the judge asked Jose Baez how much longer he thought his case would take, and he said Wednesday or Thursday. So it wasn't unexpected in that sense. I think everybody was waiting on pins and needles to see if Casey herself would testify, but obviously that indeed turned out not to be the case.
So the defense rests what now? Of course, it's the jury that will get the case and decide what happens here because we're going into a holiday weekend.
Well, what's going to happen is the state now gets a chance to put on their rebuttal case, and that is expected to take place all day tomorrow. Then what will happen is both sides have to give their closing arguments.
That's right.
Both think that it's going to take a half a day. So this jury could get the case on Sunday, and that would mean they're deliberating through the holiday weekend. Now, if that happens, I mean, we have no idea how long this jury will be out. And then once they come back with a decision, if they come back with a first-degree murder conviction, we go right into the penalty phase, which is another mini-trial, and that's expected to last about a week. So it's not over yet.
Right. So at least a couple of weeks, probably. Somewhere in that ballpark.
Yeah. Yeah, probably by the end of next week. Again, you know, that's assuming that nothing comes flying out of the woodwork. And as we have seen with this case, like at the very end of today, the judge dismisses the jury. We're all kind of sitting there, and he hauls this kid up in front of him and suddenly starts asking him about these gestures and, you know, throws the kid in jail for contempt of court. So nobody saw that coming. So things kind of have a way of coming out of left field with this case, though. But at this point, it looks like things will wrap up by next week.
Yeah. The in talking about the defense resting, and, you know, now this is the end of the line from their point of view, like you mentioned, of course, you still have the closing arguments and whatnot. But the judge in this case, any chance, because you said they may get it on Sunday, any chance he says, it's a holiday weekend, let's punt it over until, you know, Tuesday. What's your feeling on that?
No, probably not, and here's why. This jury, from the very beginning, when we hit Memorial Day weekend, that was the first week of the trial, they were telling the judge, hey, we're ready to roll right on through. Let's work Memorial Day weekend. So if they were willing at that point, you can believe by five, six weeks later, that they are ready to work through a holiday because they are sequestered. And when they are not in that room in the courthouse together and when they're not deliberating, they are all separated. So they are very, very isolated, and they have been isolated now for 6 weeks. So I think these jurors are very anxious to get this case over. The judge said yesterday, don't make plans for the 4th of July. So I think they'll be deliberating right on through case.
So the defense team, as I see it and what you and I have talked about, and, of course, people listening to America Tonight know in the details of this case, the defense team is pretty much trying to discredit the prosecution's theory that that Kaylee was unconscious at her mother's hand with the chloroform and the duct tape over her mouth and her nose, and, you know, stored her daughter's body in Kaylee in her car for a few days before dumping into the woods, and they're really sticking with, am I right, the accidental drowning in the family pool.
Yes, they are. But here's the problem, Kate. Jose Baez really painted himself in a corner with his opening statements. He made a lot of promises that really the defense has not delivered upon. He talked about the fact that Kaylee drowned in the swimming pool and it was an accident. He really hasn't produced any evidence to prove that. He also talked about how Casey was sexually abused and that explains her behavior. Well, they really haven't proven that either. They had things that they wanted to admit that were determined to be inadmissible. So they really painted themselves into a corner. And I think at the end of the day, they really didn't prove all those things that they set out to prove, and that might hurt them in the eyes of the jury.
Yeah. The main thing is, and you know this, all it takes is one, and it goes in a different direction. And there are a lot of people that are speculating, okay, the prosecution did a good job of putting on their case. They brought in all kinds of experts, talked about all the things that happened around this little girl's life and the strange oddness of some of the stories of Casey Anthony. But in the end, some would say, well, but there was no true smoking gun.
No, but a lot of cases are circumstantial, and this is a very, very strong, from what legal experts say, this is a very strong circumstantial case. So you are absolutely right. The closest thing to a smoking gun really is the duct tape and the chloroform. And the thing to watch for coming tomorrow is a big thing happened at the end of the day today where the defense brought Cindy Anthony on the stand. And if you recall, she said, well, it was me who was home on the computer, and I made the search for the word chloroform. And the state said, well, but your work records show that you were there. And she, in essence, said, well, they're not always accurate. The state is now introducing evidence from her former place of employment that I'm assuming shows that she, in fact, was there. The defense fought that rigorously this afternoon, but the judge said it's allowed. It is not a discovery violation. It will be allowed. So I think we can reasonably expect to see these computer folks from Cindy Anthony's former place of employment, basically corroborating the records, saying, well, yeah, she was at work. And that's what we're assuming those are going to say. And the defense fought that so hard. But the judge said in the end it was not a discovery violation.
Yeah.
And obviously chloroform is the big thing. You know, chloroform is the big thing in this case. So obviously the state is going to want to shut that door as quickly as they can.
Right. And how many times do they say, refresh us for those listening who don't know all the particulars on that, how many times do they say that that chloroform was looked up? A lot.
84 times.
Wow.
84 times. And the interesting thing about that is that Cindy Anthony was on the stand saying, yes, I'm the one that looked that up. Well, then the state got the computer forensic expert on the stand and asked him, well, at that time chloroform was being searched, what else was being searched? And he said MySpace. Cindy Anthony did not have a MySpace account in March. These dates came from March of 2008. She didn't have it until the summer. So I think the state is going to bring all of that out saying, well, I don't think she's really telling the truth. I mean, they're not going to say that specifically, but they're going to work darn hard to make sure that this jury knows that these are the records, these are accurate, and Cindy Anthony was indeed not home at the time those searches were performed.
Yeah. And the other thing that a lot of times in a prosecutor's case, and you said it, circumstantial, the one thing they try to really lay out is the motive. What is the motivation? What is the motivation?
Well, here's the thing, Kate. The state doesn't have to prove motive. That is not part of the deal. They do not, in any of these cases, it is not on the burden of the state to prove motive. So the jury could be thinking that, certainly, but it is not up to the state, and that may be included in the jury instructions, I'm not sure, but it is not up to the state to prove motive. They just have to prove that it happened.
Yeah, because you know that ultimately is what everybody is thinking. What motivated her?
Sure.
Was she a party girl?
Well,
was this what happened? Yeah.
Yeah. In a way, Kate, though, they did kind of allude to it by finishing. They wrapped up their case. The state rested on the information about Casey Anthony's tattoo, Bella Vita. You know, the good life, the beautiful life. And they basically said, well, her motivation was she wanted to be with her boyfriend. Her daughter was dead, and all she could think about, according to them, was going to be with Tony Lazzaro, her boyfriend. So they alluded to the motive without coming out indirectly saying the reason she wanted to kill her child is because she wanted to be with a boyfriend and live the carefree life, you know, and this sort of thing. So they have alluded to it, but they do not have to directly reference it.
Yeah. As for the Anthonys, of course, besides the testifying and whatnot, they've been in the courtroom the entire time. Now that this happened and it's winding down, what's the demeanor been of Casey Anthony? Of course, a lot of photographs have been released of her, and she just kind of looks blank to me. What do you think her demeanor's been like?
Yeah, it's hard to judge what's going through someone's mind just by looking at them, but she seems... it's hard to read with her. We see some things sometimes that, you know, the people at home don't see, and she has had some puzzling reactions from time to time, a couple of nasty reactions toward her attorney, but she's cried at right times when she's supposed to cry. You know, some people debate whether she's actually in tears. She seems very attentive to what's going on, but it's hard to get any real read. And most of the time, to be honest, when I see her, she's stone-faced. You know, when her father was up, the thing that kind of really I thought was interesting is that her father was on the stand. If you saw his testimony yesterday, it was just gut-wrenching. I mean, this poor man is in tears having a breakdown on the stand, and she is totally stone-faced. So people can read into that what they will, but, you know, I know if it were me and my father, I certainly couldn't sit there stone-faced.
Right, right.
You know,
and
so
see,
the
that's
jury
that.
Is seeing all that. And how they interpret it, you know, who knows? It's anybody's guess at this point.
Sure. And as you said, it'll be interesting to see what the special instructions are, too, by the way, when they get the case, what the judge says, because they'll emphasize those, as you know, over and over again.
Yes, and I do want to add this. Yes, in those jury instructions, this was another there's so many things that happened today, it's hard to keep track of it all. But the other thing that happened today is Prosecutor Jeff Ashton wanted to introduce the can that had the odor of decomposition, alleged odor of decomposition from the trunk of that car. He asked the judge specifically, do we want to allow the jury to open that can? Because the jury is receiving instructions that say you can look at all this evidence when you go to deliberate. And the judge said no. The judge said no because that will make them witnesses. We don't know if they know what that smell is. We don't know if they've ever experienced that. So that is the one thing the state was pushing for today, and the judge slammed the door on that and said, no, we are going to be allowed to look at everything else, but they're not going to be allowed to open that can and smell whatever is inside of it.
And this is where we end. We'll see what happens. Chris O'Donnell.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective. Even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Happy 4th of July weekend, America. I want to take this opportunity to salute all the people who have served us in the past and who continue to serve this great nation. And I truly mean that. It's a strange thing that I read just earlier in the day that I think all of you will be bowled over by. Kate Delaney, water cooler buzz. That's what we like to think of America tonight. Overnight Highway, you can be a part of it and throw in your 2 cents, and you might want to throw in your 2 cents on the two things I'm going to tell you about next. So if you go to a 4th of July parade, does that mean you're a right-winger? Does that mean you're conservative? Does that mean you are flag-waving patriot right-wing, think of it, right, all the way down the line, a Republican? The reason I bring this up is because Harvard University did a study and they found out, or they're saying, that July 4th parades only really energize Republicans. And kids that go to the parades turn into Republicans. And it helps to boost the GOP turnout of adults on election day. I'm going to give you a couple of snippets from it. The interpretation of what they've written in this study, the correlation of the 4th of July. They're saying the 4th of July celebrations in Republican-dominated counties especially, are probably more politically biased events than socializing events. So it turns the kids into Republicans. They suggest that Democrats really gain nothing from 4th of July parades, which I think is crazy because I think of all the people I know that are Democrats that go to parades and 4th of July parades and politicians who even march in them. They say there's no evidence of an increased likelihood of identifying as a Democrat, that people are identifying that. So the 4th of July shifts the preferences to the right rather than to the left or even center. I am so not making this up. I'm going to give you the three key things that they said. And again, this is Harvard University, a study they did. Here's the three key things. When done before the age of 18, they say it increases the likelihood of a kid, identifying as a Republican by at least 2%. It also raises the likelihood that the parade watchers will vote for a Republican candidate by 4%. And then the third thing, it boosts the likelihood that a reveler will vote by about 1% and increases the chances that they'll make a political contribution by 3%. Sounds like a lot of gobbledygook nonsense to me. Only Harvard could come up with this. And how much time do they waste trying to flush out what the facts were in this study? How many parades did they go to? How many people did they talk to? How many politicians did they talk to? And I think it's crazy to suggest that. Certainly the county thing, I understand that. I understand the county part of it. But if you're in a very Republican area, well, any parade you go out, if all the people, if 90% of the people in a place where you live are Republican and they go to any event, well, then it's mostly Republicans, isn't it? I don't know. I'm going to say that this report is all wet. And I don't understand where they're coming up with the facts on this. I read it in a U.S. News report. The U.S. News reported on it. And I just laughed out loud. Do you think that's true? Do you think Republicans go to parades and then their kids are more likely, or the children that go to parades are more likely to become Republicans? I think that's crazy. But that's me. I don't have a Harvard education. I wasn't part of this Harvard study. They have too much time on their hands. And flushing out the details were nebulous to me. So I don't understand it. There was not enough I think research to prove that out. Number again, 800-259-5791. Okay, so here's the scoop. I've said this all along. Like many of you, I have lots of Democrats in my life. I have lots of Republicans. I have lots of people who say, I hate them all. I have people who want a third party, who are very politically active, who are tired of everything that's coming out of Washington, the back and forth, the football just going from one end to the other. And you know, the one common denominator is I think they all would go to a 4th of July celebration. So I don't think that holds any weight. Here's something to me that is just shocking. And I initially read this and thought, can this really be true? Why when they're having these funerals, they're having funeral ceremonies at the Houston National Cemetery, and thanks to Kathy O'Connor, because she sent this to me and pointed it out. Why can you not, in your own little ceremony, in your own funeral, why wouldn't you be allowed to say God bless you at funerals or say the word Jesus? Apparently, and this is true, there's a veterans group from Texas that has decided, well, we're tired of this. And they're actually filing claims that the Department of Veteran Affairs is preventing them from saying those words. You can't say God, you can't say Jesus during any kind of a funeral ceremony when you have that ceremony at this cemetery in Houston. I think that's just outrageous. Now they're policing what you can say at a funeral. You know, we buried my grandfather, I guess it was a year ago, in a military cemetery outside of Tampa, in between Tampa and Orlando. And we could say what we wanted. There were veterans there. There were other people on hand. They did the color guard ceremony for us. And we were, they didn't tell us we couldn't say that. And you had, it was a military cemetery, beautiful cemetery. But certainly that was never even brought up to us or suggested. So now this is just this one area, and I find that so unfair and so ridiculous that they're not allowed to do it, that they're getting a hard time at these funerals. I mean, how do you do that? What do? Pull them aside and say, hey, you know, you can't do that where there's a little bit of censorship here. So, I mean, this is the deal. It's a soldier's funeral at the cemetery. I hope they change that for whatever reason and why they are being censored there. It makes no sense, and it's silly. It's ridiculous. And it's getting out of hand. If somebody fights for the country, if some of the other people want to recognize what they've done or their accomplishments and say whatever they want to say, I don't understand why they can't say that. Why do we have to keep removing the words God from things? I mean, really, systematically, the mention of God is being just wiped from our nation, it seems. And I can't understand the offensiveness of this, even with other religions. Call me crazy. 800-259-5791. All right, really, we're up against it, so I'm sure we will carry over if many of you are joining us in another Hour of America tonight, because that's too big of a discussion. I did want to tell you I have a nonpartisan burger recipe that I think is awesome. Here's what you do. You get your burger right. Make sure if you're putting it on a grill, really pat it down and make it so that it's not too, too thick, because that's always really tough to cook that meat right. Pour some soy sauce on it, you know, just kind of coat it in it, don't drench it. Put pepper and salt on it, put some Swiss cheese in the inside of it, then you can put whatever cheese you want on the top of it, and make sure, I already said the salt and pepper, make sure you have that, put the salt and pepper there. If you like garlic, and I think it tastes better this way, just a little pinch of garlic salt and some Parmesan cheese, and that is my nonpartisan burger that will be a hit with Republicans, Democrats, the undecided, the disenfranchised, whoever you invite to any of the picnics you have, particularly on 4th of July. Make it a good one.